You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Lectures, slides upon slides, stuck at your desk. That's old school. It's time for the modern MBA. Quantic is transforming online education with a world-class student network and interactive mobile-first programs that allow you to learn where and when you want. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more.
The most interesting thing in tech? It was a day of announcements at Apple. This is usually the time of year, September, when there's a new iPhone. Normally I go to Cupertino, I go to a big event. But of course, with coronavirus, there's not a big event, and the supply chains were interrupted. So everything was delayed, and this event was a lot quicker and a lot smaller than normal. There were no new iPhones, those are coming later, but there weren't even new headphones, there wasn't a new speaker. What was there? Well, there was a new watch. So we're gonna have a new Apple Watch. And what's different on this one is it's actually gonna have sensors, little LEDs, that look through your skin to measure the color of your blood, and Apple claims through that measure your blood oxygen levels. The reason we care so much about that right now is because of coronavirus, though Apple did say this wasn't to be used for medical reasons. So if it's just a way to measure athletic performance, general blood oxygen levels, it's fine. The worry, of course, is that people will start freaking out about their numbers when they drop a little bit. Maybe the readings won't be entirely accurate, and then you have a problem. Still, I think it's a pretty great thing to include. They also announced bundles. They're gonna bundle a whole bunch of their products together, once again reinforcing the idea that Apple is now a services company. They launched a new fitness app, which caused the stock of Peloton to plummet immediately, but then to go back up because everybody has fitness apps, everybody has trainers. Peloton has a lot of stuff that Apple doesn't have. Apple's not really good at building social connections too. It's not part of their DNA, and because of their concerns about privacy, they can't really build a social network or the connections that Peloton has. So I didn't view that as a catastrophe for Peloton. Apple also announced with its watch that they would create a new watch for kids who don't have iPhones. So the kid's watch will connect to your iPhone. And I saw that and I thought, awesome, that's pretty cool. Maybe I'll get that for my kids. You can monitor where they are, all kinds of different modes to make it so they can not get distracted in school. It seemed pretty great. And then I thought, wait, why are they launching this? Well, maybe because it's good for kids, and maybe just because they want to get kids stuck in the Apple ecosystem at an even earlier age, so that when they're older, they can pay for all these expensive bundles that Apple is now offering. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.